This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That 70s song about it never raining in California is not true any longer. As we know, we keep talking about atmospheric rivers. On this show, it always about is always about the wicked curveballs that Mother Nature throws our way. And boy, our friends in California are getting hammered again and again and again. This time, tornadoes, 5 people dead in California. Rare tornado near Los Angeles tears off roofs. Violent, violent, crazy, crazy weather. My pal and senior VP of Network Operations for Premier Radio Networks joins us right at the top because she's there in Westlake Village where people were getting that rare tornado alert, something they're not expecting, but I guess it's becoming maybe normal for that part of California. Annie, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate, how you doing tonight? At least tonight, I don't have a tornado warning across my large 80-inch TV where it's going wah, wah, wah. Tornado warning in the suburbs of Los Angeles. I've lived here over 25 years. I've never seen anything like it. And would someone please tell me what an atmospheric river is? Never heard that freaking thing either. Have you ever heard atmospheric rivers in your life? I never have.
No, not until this year. No.
No, I've never. That's what I'm saying. Somebody asked me. I said, I've lived here for over 25 years. 25 years, I've never heard of atmospheric rivers. 25 years, I've never sat in my home and had a tornado warning come across my cable TV screen. I've never seen anything like it. I'm going to be honest and tell you, you're my best friend. I've known you for 25 years. You know I lean to the right politically. I'm so far to the right that, you know, you have to pull me back to go to the middle. I've never believed in global freaking warming, but there's something going on. It's like since the beginning of December, we have every week 2 or 3 days of rain. And I don't mean, oh, a little drizzle. I mean biblical rain, where my poor little 4-legged kid has to put on her rain slicker, and she looks at me like, no, Mommy, please don't make me go out there. It's Armageddon.
It's crazy, and everybody must be crazy talking about it there where you are. I mean, this is the conversation. I say it's the common denominator weather, but in California, this has to be all you're seeing on local news, et cetera, because you got power outages, everything.
It's all you're seeing. I've never in 25 years, I've never seen the mountain regions where we go to ski. You know, that's what we're famous for. I literally, one time in college with a bunch of friends, went skiing in the morning and afternoon and came back and strolled on the beach at sunset, okay? Went from one of the ski resorts, Wrightwood, to Malibu in the same day and played tennis. So we skied and played tennis in the same day. This is just, I have somebody at work who said, you know, my mother's a doctor at Lake Arrowhead. I haven't seen them in 2 weeks. He can't get up to them and they can't get down. I mean, and this is what people don't understand. I'm not making light of it at all. I've made light of global warming because I think it's a woke fantasy. I think it's a woke fantasy. You say global warming to take away more of my money and taxes to pay for things, especially things that Sleepy Joe wants. But there is something going on. This is not normal. I mean, it rains from the time you get up in the morning through the night to the next morning when you get up. I mean, it rains 24 hours. When has that ever happened? When?
Never. Never. So that's why you're learning these terms. And that's why, as you said, sometimes you get to get pulled back to the middle. And more people who are hardcore to the right are saying, Maybe there was some to this global warming, because look what's happening, not just in California, but other places in the United States. But boy, to see Southern California smashed by a tornado, what a rare thing.
Here.
Yeah,
it's never happened here, not to this degree. We've had winters that maybe have a little more rain than normal. And you know what I can tell you one thing, though? What I can tell all the liberals to the left wokes, don't mention the word drought to me. There isn't any freaking drought anymore in the state of California. The reservoirs are full. They're overflowing. The ski resorts are going to have more snow than they know what to do with for the next 5 years. So the next time Governor Dum Dum Newsom tells me to restrict my watering, my landscaping, he can go and do you know what. Because I'm not going to restrict my watering, honey, when we've got 25 inches of rain. I mean, it's like they go, this storm, not as bad as the last storm, only expecting 5 to 7 inches. 5 to 7 inches? We haven't seen 5 to 7 inches in 3 years. And now we get it like on a weekly basis. So Governor Dum Dum Newsom, he mentions the word drought to me and restricts my watering. It's like, if there's a police officer out there who listens to this stuff, then I apologize to him. But it's like when my sister tells me, hey, Annie, you know we're supposed to only water once a week. I go, yeah. Water this once a week. Do my 3 times a week, honey.
I think that's changing, definitely because of that. And you're right. People aren't talking about a drought anymore because they can't talk about a drought. It's insane what's happened in California. So we want you to stay dry. We've unleashed you on this audience. And thanks for coming on and painting that picture.
Well, I've painted a picture. It's called drenched. It's called wet. And little Gidget Zitteravich would not like to put the slicker on anymore. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Andy Zdarvich. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's interesting. See, what's happening is that, you know, you talk about the political arguments, and in California, they are massive. It is, as Annie said, it is, and you heard her, we unleashed her. What she's saying and what others are saying, and now where there is more of this sort of common soggy ground, that's happening because of things like the tornado that ripped through Southern California. We saw what happened in San Francisco, too, as well, where you had furniture that was flying out of downtown buildings because of the fact they had a bomb cyclone, which I talked about on a previous show. So Kate Delaney here, right off the bat, talking about the weather once again here on America Tonight. Also coming up, eye drops that could kill you, which is crazy. You go to, your eyes are bothering you, and whoops, accidentally, I picked this brand of eye drop, and now I can't see. That scares me to death. And that's not all. Of course, the big news financially, quarter point. Yep, Fed's hiked it. That's to tame inflation. So it was supposed to be higher, like a half point. Can you imagine? The market tanked as a result of that. So we've seen since last March, 9 hikes. People are really bearing down when it comes to their finances. And I can tell you why. Because when you're out there shopping, I say it all the time, it is still sticker shock. That's why all the dollar stores, aren't just for people pulling up in what they can barely ride in. I mean, you go into the parking lot of some of the dollar stores now, you see Mercedes and BMWs. I saw a Bentley the other day filled with groceries and everything else they could get at dollar store. All right, hang with us. Eye drops, dangerous. Don't want to put them in your eyes. We're going to tell you about that coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Nathan Reeder, who's behind the mic. Just then, before we came on, even this tune came on, this comeback music, we call bumper music, it's early Pink Floyd. You know, who knew? I'm like thinking in my head, do I know that song? Can I name that tune, so to speak? Anyway, pretty good stuff. Not good is the news about eye drops. And in my world, you know, the Hubs, who's just 50, just turned 50 not too long ago, he always complains about dry eye. So when you go to get your eyes checked, they're always saying, well, you know what, you get the tears that you put in your eyes, and they just tell you, get, you know, whatever brand, just get it. I don't think you get whatever brand. You've got this Global Pharma Healthcare recalling its, yes, artificial tears, the lubricant eye drops, that were actually distributed by AirzyCare and Delsam Pharma last month. And they're warning people because as of March 21st, the CDC has identified 68 people in, yes, 16 states with infections of a rare strain of a drug-resistant disease never before reported in the United States. Yikes! And most of the patients, the common denominator was they used these artificial tears. That was the most common brand, was this EzryCare artificial tears. I mean, are you kidding me? And that's what, again, this is what happens. You go, and the idea is you go to see someone, and they tell you, you got to get artificial tears. Well, what if it happened to be that brand that you got, and all of a sudden, you know, you can't see?
that the worst of the worst when you're trying to get better. So pay attention to all this stuff. Pay attention to what's happening out there with brands, and if you use any of that kind of thing where you need artificial tears or whatever it is, when I try to do that. If there's a recall, if there's something to be careful about, I mean, there's a reason. Please, like, pay attention to that. Look it up. Make sure you don't have any of that nonsense somewhere hanging around in your cabinet or, you know, wherever. All right, let's go to Pete, our pal Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
What in the Sam Hill's going on?
We can say that every day we wake up, I think.
No doubt. Hey, I'm sitting here reading a little Brad Thor about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
How it was created and who created it. It has nothing to do with the government. This was all the bankers, J.P. Morgan, all the Rockefellers, Rothschilds. They organized it. They did it on the sly. Hidden orders.
And you know why that is? Because who's benefited from that?
The big boys.
Right.
The high and mighty. It's all about the control now. And the power.
Yeah. Well, there is control. When you say, when I talk and mention, okay, here's what's happened with the interest rates. It's gone up 9 times. Here's what's going on with inflation. Here's what's happening. Well, of course, with our monetary situation and the Federal Reserve and what they can do, which is to your point, what Powell can do and the Federal Reserve just in general, it is pretty scary when you think about it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get everybody to read this Hidden Order by Brad Thor. I mean, it's ridiculous. They make us suffer, and then, oh, here's a resolution, here's a solution. Yeah, for them.
Yeah. Yeah, the have and the have-nots, I agree with you. I haven't read that book, but I understand the frustration definitely with the Federal Reserve.
But it has nothing to do with the government. They weren't created by the government. It was, like I say, it was the railroad guys and the oil guys, the J.P. Morgan, Rothschild, and Henry Ford probably was in on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whoever, you know, Daddy Warbucks.
I like that. Daddy Warbucks. All right, I love it. So open your eyes is what you're saying. Pete, stay comfortable in the bunker.
Back at you later.
Bye-bye. You know, we have talked about the Federal Reserve. We have talked about the monetary system in looking at that. And as I mentioned to him, I don't know that book, but there have been others also that have been written about it. And you got to think about the times when those powerful people, what they were creating and what was happening in our world then, and it was the Wild West, right? And when you got a bunch of powerful people, you have the Wild West, the country's not super built up, they need what you have, you definitely form a gathering of the minds, and you decide, okay, what's the best course of action here? And there is absolutely truth in that when you look at the Federal Reserve. And there have been conversations about the Federal Reserve and different Fed chairs that we've had and what happens when these crises happen and what happens when you look at banking. And so now we know bank lending is going to be, this crisis is going to constrain it more. So it weakens the economy and inflation, does it? So the forecast is just one more rate hike this year. But even that's really uncertain now at this point. Even Powell said it's too soon to tell how much the stricter bank lending will hobble the economy and tame inflation. It could be more significant than expected. And the Fed, this is what he said, may have less work to do. So this was a statement that came out after a 2-day meeting where they acknowledged the strains in banking, which happened thanks to Silicon Valley Bank, and that they're going to soften the economy, but the added financial system is stable. And, of course, that's what they have to say, right? The Fed, you can't have these runs on banks. So they echo the same thing, that the banking system is sound and that these recent developments are likely to result in tighter credit conditions for households and businesses and all of that. And the effect is uncertain. I guarantee they're going to raise it again, right? Guarantee that they're going to raise it. What I'm curious about, what's going to happen is how many other banks are going to be in the same position as Silicon Valley Bank because of what they did. How many other banks? 100 banks? 150? A little less than that? A little more than that? I think you're going to see more folds. And, of course, the worry is, I'm going to say it again, a run on the banks and what that would potentially cause, the risks to even insured depositors with 250,000 or less in the bank. Because the idea is, okay, if you have 250,000, which, of course, the average American has nowhere near that in the bank, but it's supposed to be safe, right? And we've gone over it backwards and forwards, what happened to the bank and who had the leverage and everything else that, of course, is being investigated. But the ripple effects of what's happening, I think we don't know at this point, but I guarantee they're not going to be good. This is why all the language is the same about being they're being very cautious about what they're saying about banks. And that's why Powell released a statement that he released, right? Wow. Trust me, when we get to the mailbag, we do have some positive things that are happening in the nation, believe it or not. Of course, there's other things in between. If it's not your eye drops, or it's not what the Federal Reserve is doing, or it's not the insane weather that doesn't make sense because you've never seen it before, or you have seen it, but it's just too much of it and worse, and you're questioning all of that. We get it. We feel you. We're here for you. That's what this show is absolutely 100% about. And then in the meantime, every time I turn on any kind of computer, Gwyneth Paltrow's face pops up on the computer. I'm like, wow, am I stalking her? No offense to Gwyneth Paltrow, but, you know, she's not somebody I have on my list that I'm having Googling. And she's coming up because of the fact that she had this ski accident years ago in 2016. And now you're having this trial that everybody is focusing on. I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of media people are focusing on because she's uber, uber famous. And did she slam into the now 76-year-old man who is suing her for $300,000 over an accident where he says that he was left with permanent injuries? The world keeps turning. Mailbag coming up next. Smell of water.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that it enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. Gas costs are climbing, now averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide, according to AAA. Tuesday, pump prices stood at $3.48. California drivers have the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks for all your emails. 24/7 best way to hit us up. Yeah, shoot me an email. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, this one is from Bobby. Hey, Kate, love the show. So glad I get to hear you in New Orleans. Also, I was traveling the other week, and I happened to catch you as well. I was flipping around. I was running to get some coffee, and I heard you in Oklahoma City. It really just made me smile. So enough of that. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Wow. All of the arming up and ramping up for what could be some kind of a scuffle in New York and Washington and, I don't know, someplace else. What is going to happen here? Is he really going to be arrested? What is this grand jury going to do? You know, it's interesting because the Manhattan DA is planning to bring the grand jury weighing these potential charges against the former president back to continue their work on Thursday, but he instructed them to stay home on Wednesday. But it was kind of murky as to why did that happen. The last testimony the grand jury heard was from Robert Costello on Monday, where he was discrediting Michael Cohen, the former lawyer of Donald Trump. So I don't know why Bragg's office did that, but they're bringing them in to go over the charges. And are they, you know, is that going to happen? And then nobody's commenting. All of a sudden, there's not a lot of leaks, because there was some leaks. And I don't know, maybe it had something to do with that. Like, okay, we're going to shut this down, and then we're going to come back. Is there another potential witness? Because that was also supposedly what was happening. But I guess we're going to know on Thursday. If this Manhattan grand jury indicts Trump, it would be the first criminal charges against a former or sitting president. Any charges or conviction or any of that, by the way, wouldn't ban him from running. Wouldn't ban him from running, because somebody also asked that. So, Bobby, to answer your question, it is a mad, mad world, right? But because of the threats on the web of potential chaos happening, that's why they're bracing for the security at all levels of this, so that there isn't insaneness in New York around the courthouse or in Washington, D.C., or by Trump Tower. So New York police officers, every single rank, by the way, were ordered to wear their uniforms and prepare for deployment starting earlier this week. There was an internal memo that leaked out. Imagine that. And so it's really true. You've got to be ready to be mobilized. The police department, Secret Service, court officers, I mean, you get this, the whole idea here. And especially we're talking about that courthouse. There's entrances. There's a bunch of different entrances, and there's hallways and booking areas and surrounding streets. I've been by that a bunch of times. So it's not just like, oh, okay, here's this like one little way to get in. No. So we'll see. We move to Ken. Ken says, oh, I am so tired of the rain. I'm so glad that you have been talking about the weather and that you do talk about the weather. I've listened to you for a long time, Katie, and I know that you lived in different parts of the country, and I'm glad that you emphasize that and tell people it, because you have been through it. You get it. And it has been a wacky year. I have family that live in all kinds of places that you can't even get to, for example, in the Tahoe area. I'm from San Bernardino in that area, and wow, just what we've dealt with in snow alone and rain and getting hit in different directions, it is like a brace yourself, what's happening with the weather kind of thing. So now I pay more attention to the weather than anything else. I know all the local weather people because I'm watching them. I kind of skipped over that part. And listen to talk radio, including you. And I didn't pay so much attention to the weather. Now it's top of mind always, because I just don't know what I'm going to encounter, or one of my daughters on the East Coast, or my son in the Midwest, frankly. I wish you had said whether you travel or not. Obviously, to see family, maybe. But if you're a traveling person, you know, if you're like one of those road warriors, and there's a lot of business people that now are back to full-on traveling, so you're dealing with delays, cancellations, all the problems, the different problems the airlines are having anyway, and then you just heap the weather onto that, and you really do have to be on top of whatever the weather's going to be, because do you quickly know how to re-rack and get on another flight? Is there another airport? Do you have to drive somewhere? It's really different, especially when you have to move about in the middle of this, definitely. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Baldy, which I'm assuming that's a nickname. I like it. Baldy, he talks about this. What happened to the cheap movie review? I love it when you talk about the movies, because I'm always looking for something to see. Not that I'm getting off my butt taking my beloved bride to the movies anytime soon. We mostly have become a streaming family, but I'm always looking for something decent to watch. It just seems like lately there hasn't been a lot. And by the way, as a side note, Kate, did you see, I love some of the things that this man has pumped out in his career, so I know who he is. Did you see what happened with Aaron Sorkin and the fact that he's kind of now opened up to talking about health problems and talking about having a stroke. And I think he's trying to warn people that don't just be cavalier about what you're eating and what you're doing. I thought that was kind of interesting. I was reading an entertainment section because, again, I was looking for movies or streaming or ideas, and I came across that that story. I wonder what you thought of it. So, yes, of course, I know who Aaron Sorkin is, and he did come out and say it was probably all over the place, Variety and anything you read, any newspaper, there was probably a blurb about it. If you read newspapers or watch something or hear something, he did have a stroke, and it was because his blood pressure was so high. He said that you're supposed to be dead. So he was slurring words. He had trouble typing. He was discouraged from flying. He couldn't sign his name, all of that. And he said he still has lingering effects that he can't taste food. And I would imagine, and some people in this audience, maybe you've had a stroke, maybe you know someone that's had a stroke, and it's not always an age thing. A lot of it's what he's saying, stress or, you know, whatever. I have a neighbor, and he just turned 60, and he's in great shape now, but he said that, you know, he's eating what he wanted, ice cream at night, doing whatever, had gained 40 or 50 pounds, and didn't realize about his blood pressure, and he had a stroke and describes very similar symptoms to what Sorkin is saying and what he had to do to bounce back from that. So, yeah, it is pretty interesting. On the movie front, I think there's a couple of things. I'll tell you what's coming out that I'll give you a recommendation for. We'll do a full-on cheap movie review, but it's a movie that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, lifelong buddies from Boston, put together, and it's about Air Jordans. It's about Michael Jordan and Phil Knight and Nike, which they weren't on the map, really, pursuing Jordan and what it took to get people to buy into it, what it took to get his family to jump on this whole idea of the shoe, etc. And it looks really fascinating to me. It does. It looks really, and Viola Davis is in it as Jordan's mother. It looks excellent. But that comes out in like 2 weeks. And then there's the movie about Oppenheimer and the atom bomb. And that looks really, really good too. Two that would be worth, certainly, maybe if you're going to the movies or eventually streaming, I would put that probably, I can already say that, I have them on my list. I would put both of them on my list if I were you. Coming up in our second hour, we're talking to Thyme Lewis, who's an actor. He was a soap opera actor and a stuntman, and he's got a book, and he's in a show that I like that's worth streaming, and it's called Bosch Legacy. So Bosch Legacy, if you're looking for something good to watch, you could go back and watch The Bosches, and it's great. He's it's a crime drama show, and The Bosch Legacy is a spinoff of the original Bosch, and it's Harry Bosch is the main character. He retired from the LAPD. He's a private investigator, and it's very, 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 very good. So I put that on whatever your short list is for streaming. So there you go. You got some suggestions. Quickly, let's go to this one. This one is from, I like this. This one is, we had Baldy and now we have Brady. This one is from Brady, and Brady says, wow, Kate, these kids at high school, it's just talk about duck and cover. I saw the thing about in Denver that you had two faculty that were shot, and you had a lockdown situation because you had a 17-year-old who decided to open fire. Wow, when does this insanity end? I'm glad my kids are grown. That's all that I can say. All right, on that note, you can send me your thoughts day or night, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Next guest, she's in our virtual green room here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, in Author's Corner. Boy, oh boy, her story is fascinating. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you label yourself as. Her book is called Life on a Road Less Traveled, or Memoirs from Behind the Scenes of History. Liddell Inslee joins us, and she worked for Ted Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. Think about Robert Kennedy when he was running for president and what it would be like to be on the road during that presidential campaign, and sadly his tragic ending. And boy, the stories with Ted Kennedy too. I mean, she really was there for a slice of history. Liddell, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
So I know why you wrote the book. You have to tell these stories. How did you get on this road less traveled? How did you get that first job with Ted Kennedy?
Oh, well, I was working at the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association in Washington, and I didn't like it. And so I was looking around for another job, and I called the employment agency in the Senate, and they said, and I went in for an interview, and they said, there's nobody. Call me back. I want to work for a senator. They said, there's no senator looking for anybody. So I called them back the following week, and she says, yes, there is one senator, Senator Ted Kennedy, and he's looking for a Catherine Gibbs secretarial school graduate, and who is a constituent.
you're not a constituent, but go try it. And I said, sure, I will. That would be practice. And because my family are Republicans, and I didn't expect to get anything. And so so I went at, at noon, my lunch hour, on the appointed day, and the executive assistant interviewed me. He said, well, come back tonight at 6 o'clock. And I said, okay. And so I thought he was going to interview me again. But we went into the office, and there at the far end of that long office was this man and woman talking. And we waited and made small talk. And then finally he walked toward me where using a cane and limping a little bit. And I realized it was Senator Kennedy. I thought, oh, my Lord, he's going to interview me. So anyway, we said that turned out to be the worst interview of my life. But anyway, it was a pleasure. And I didn't expect to get the job. And as we were walking out, he says to me casually, you're living in Georgetown. And I said, yes, but I am moving in a couple of weeks to Glover Park, and my new roommate lives across the street from you. And he skidded to a stop and turned and looked at me with an icy stare. He says, oh, those girls, they crashed my party. That was the nail in the coffin.
So you end up getting the job. You work for Ted Kennedy, and then I'm going to jump ahead to, and we'll go back to Ted Kennedy, but
sure.
He lent you out to his brother because he was in the middle of a presidential campaign. What was that like, traveling and being a part of that piece of history that sadly ended in tragedy?
Well, I was substituting for Angie Novella, who was the senator's personal secretary, and she'd had a death in the family. So they said, go fill in for her for a week. And it turned out to be for the rest of the campaign. But it was very exciting and different. We had with us on the plane about nine members of the staff, including Rosie Greer, who is a linebacker for the Rams, I think, and some other athletes who were his bodyguards. And then there was ten people on the staff that were traveled with him. And then the rest of the people were, as you would probably imagine, were reporters who paid their way on our plane. And when we would sit there, when we girls would sit there and type on our laps the speeches and everything. In those days, it was manual typewriters, and we would type a copy in large font for the senator to read from, and then we would type a stencil for mimeographing for the press to have a copy of the speech, and then we would crank out the mimeograph speech on the portable mimeograph that we had at our elbow. And in the evenings, we would go in, and the senator didn't like people to think of him as being so wealthy that he would have a valet go with him. So we were the valet, and we would go in and lay his clothes out for the next day and fix the room up for him and then leave, because we didn't want to be in there when he finally got home. And then they would, the speech writers would probably meet with him maybe at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, go over the speech. And then our night began at midnight, and we would start working on the next speech for the next day. So our life was very full, and we'd probably get to bed about 2 in the morning, and suitcases needed to be in the hallway at 6, so we weren't getting a lot of sleep.
Wow, and listen, I just can visualize you typing it. I hope people listening are really appreciating the front row seat you had to history. And then sadly, tragically, he's assassinated in California. What was that plane ride like, and what was the mood like? It had to be terrible.
Well, let me tell you one other little thing I was thinking of this morning that might be of interest to your listeners. When the senator had been shot, and now I was I was on the phone to the ballroom with Pierre Salinger, telling him what was happening. And when I hung up, Dick Goodwin, speechwriter, leaned over and said, "What about the children?" We had all his younger children there with us, traveling with us. They were staying at a different hotel. And so I called over to speak to them, to the babysitter who was with traveling with them. And I said, "Are the children okay?" And he says, "Oh, yes, they're all in bed and asleep except for one. David is sitting here watching watching all of this." And I said, "Well, you can't get him to go to bed now, so just stick with him." That afternoon, he had been at the senator and his family had been relaxing at, I think it was Joe Mankiewicz's house on the river, on the ocean. And with all the chaos of all those little children running around and everything, the senator saw his son, David, go out into the ocean and start swimming too far out. And he went and dove into the ocean and went out. And with just as David was turning around to look for help, his father was there to grab him and help him back to shore.
Wow.
And so that was just the most poignant thing above the shooting that I could think of.
Wow. Wow.
It wasn't heavily discussed or anything.
Yeah.
And then in 1980, I was in Florida, and there was a small article in the paper that he had died in a hotel room alone with an overdose of drugs. And I've always thought that that was another victim of Sirhan.
Yeah, because of dealing with the tragedy of his father. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you have so many tales, and that's why you've written this book, and that's why I suggest that people go to Amazon and get Life on a Road Less Traveled, or Memoirs from Behind the Scenes of History. What do you hope people take away from reading your story?
One of the things that really impressed me so much was how ordinary they were. They were just like everybody else. They had their worries. They had their concerns. We would sometimes be waiting outside of the senator's office in the evening, and he'd have the door closed on the phone with one of his children, telling him a bedside story, bedtime story, or he'd be talking to the school dean about Joe Kennedy Jr.'s grades. He'd go out and trick-or-treating. I said, "How can he go trick-or-treating?" And they said, "Oh, no, they won't know. He's wearing a disguise." I said, "What's that?" He says, "He's going as a ghost." So he took his children trick-or-treating. He was just a very personable and family person, very, very family-oriented.
Yeah. Wow. And again, you talk about so many of those things in the book. Liddell, thank you.
Yes.
Liddell Inslee, for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.